Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, we're talking about parenting on the same page with your partner and why it is so important. So we're going to go over a few things. We're going to go over what you need to do. We're going to go over why it's important for your kids. We're going to talk about how it affects your children if you're not doing this. I get a lot of responses from parents, my clients, people in these groups that say, my partner just doesn't agree. This is a really important thing about being on the same page with your partner. Okay. It's a little different than if you've got a divorce situation or separation, you're living in two different homes. Right now, we're talking about two parents living in the same home. And if let's talk about what being on the same page with your partner, the other parent, means. It means you are presenting a united front to your children or child. Doesn't matter if there's one or more than one. You agree in front of them. Whatever happens, you guys agree. Even if you disagree, what does that mean? So say your partner, something happens, your partner says this is the consequence. You don't quite agree with it, but in front of your child, if your child says, mommy, daddy said I can't do this, you say, honey, whatever daddy says goes. Or if they come to you and say, can I do this? And you know that they've already asked the other partner, say, what did dad say? Or what did mom say? They said I couldn't. Well, then you can't. If you disagree, then later on, out of earshot of your children and not in front of your children, you can talk about why you disagree in a calm, cooperative, constructive way with your partner and discuss options of what you could have done differently. Okay. But in front of the kids, you agree. You disagree in front of your kids, it causes all kinds of problems. Bite your tongue. I mean, whatever happens, even if you need to walk away, let it go. If the child comes to you, say whatever that one said, whatever the other parent said. This also gives your children a sense of safety and security, like limits and boundaries, something you need to agree on. That gives children a sense of safety. Things are good here. Things are not chaotic. There's no arguments. Things are good in my home, and I feel safe and secure, which is how children should always feel in your home. You and your partner need to be consistent on limits and boundaries, on consequences, on how you encourage your child, on choices, the choices you're going to give your child. And there is a right way and a wrong way to giving choices. You want to make sure you're doing it the right way. And if you don't know how to do it, reach out to me, get my book. So when you don't agree, kids learn to manipulate. Does your child manipulate you? Do you see them manipulating the others? They learn that when parents don't agree. Because then they learn that, you know what? Mom said, I can't do it, but I know dad. He'll always let me do stuff. So I'm going to walk right over to dad and ask dad, and dad will say yes. And what that does, here is the big thing, guys. I want you to really listen and understand. when two parents are there and the child is there, and those two parents disagree. One parent says one thing and the other parent says, no, we're not going to do that. The parent that disagrees with the first parent that's speaking, you take the authority away from that parent. That parent no longer has authority. And that is a very bad thing to do, because when that parent needs authority, he won't be taken seriously or she won't be taken seriously. So that's a huge problem. You need to be unified on this. Children become manipulative. They become more defiant. They become moody. They whine. They're demanding. All of these things come when you don't present a united front to your children, and your children don't think that they need to take you guys seriously. Because usually when you're not providing a united front, they don't have to take it seriously, because nothing's going to happen. You're going to wind up arguing, or one's going to say something, the other's going to disagree, and ultimately nothing will happen. And if nothing results from a choice that your child makes, there is no reason for that child to learn to make a better choice. Hope that makes sense to you. Your children get more confused. They don't know who to listen to, and they don't know who's in charge. So it causes mass chaos and confusion. And that gets everybody stressed out. Nobody's feeling good. Nobody knows what's going on. We're all kind of wild and crazy. And your kids are out of control. And parents are always saying to me, you know, we do things because my child might have a tantrum. So we don't do something to avoid a tantrum. Or we do it because my child's demanding that we do it. Who is running your home? You or your child? And I know the answer to so many of you is, my child's running my home. Children don't have the brain power to run a home. They don't have the understanding. Our brains don't develop until we're 25 years old. If you are letting a child run your home, it is a disaster. Nothing's going right. There are no schedules. There are no routines. Why? They're not going to put them in place. They don't know how to do that. It is up to you. You and your partner have to agree on a routine so that a routine gets mastered and gets done every time it's needed. Morning, before bed, after school. Those routines need to be followed across the board by any adult that they're in care of, or they will not work. Consistency is huge. Consistency on the limits and boundaries that you set up. Consistency on the routines you set up. Consistency on the consequences and the encouragement that you set up for your child. If you guys don't stay consistent, if one's doing one thing, the other's doing the other thing, nothing will go right. This is so important, guys. So important. If you disagree, let me go over this again. Don't disagree in front of your children. Go with whatever the other parent says. And then later on, after they've gone to sleep, out of earshot, not in front of them, sit down and say, you know what? I just want to talk about what happened earlier, because I kind of think that consequence wasn't good. No, you know, nothing against you. I just think we should discuss the consequence a little more, or when this situation happens again, how can we handle it better? Talk about it with each other. Understand, get on the same page with each other so that you each know how to respond the next time a similar situation comes up. Okay. Communication is huge. Calm communication between both parents teaches children how to calmly communicate. If you don't know, I am on a personal mission to help 10 million parents stop yelling at their children. I've already helped a million. We're going to keep going. That's part of the reason why I created the 21 Days to Stop Yelling program. Those 21 days are going to stop you from yelling. Can you imagine what your life is going to be like 21 days from now? And if you don't do it, what is your life going to be like 21 days from now? The same chaos or worse. You're ready to stop the yelling, to start the cooperation, start listening, stop negotiating, really start working as a team, as a family, creating that family harmony in just 21 days. What have you got to lose? 21 days, your family can be on a whole new path. Go to quityelling.com. Quityelling.com. Discuss your goals and values with your partner. You and your partner should not just be on the same page with all these methods, but you should have similar goals and values that you want to reach for your family, that you want to pass on to your children. These are things you need to discuss calmly and cooperatively. It is so important that you do this, that you work hard on getting on the same page. You have a calm, respectful conversation about things you agree on. Because once a parent's authority is removed, you leave open to chaos. Kids won't listen to anyone. They'll just do what they want to do. Your house will be a wild, out of control home. Your kids will be wild and out of control, and you will be seriously frustrated and overwhelmed to the point where very often you won't even want to come home. And I know that's not what you want. I want desperately to get to 10 million people, and I'm going to do it so that everyone can afford it. You don't have to be a millionaire to afford to learn to stop yelling. It will benefit you. It will benefit your children. It will benefit the world. Do you realize that what you do today affects 7 generations to come? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a whole generation of people, adults, coming up that were not full of the anger and the rage, all this needless, senseless violence, school shootings, violence against kids, violence in our cities is because people are filled with anger and rage. Where did that anger and rage come from? It came from their childhood. And if you guys are not on the same page and you're yelling at each other and arguing and cussing and calling names and whatever's going on, guess what your kids are learning? To do the same. Be intentional. Be the parent you want your kids to be as an adult. Be the person you want your kids to be as an adult. You are their strongest role model. You just have to take the time to learn. And if you found this video very informative, please share it with someone you know. Pay it forward. Sharing is caring. All of this, very reasonable, very inexpensive, won't break the bank, and will give you actual tools that you need to know. I don't go around the problem. My whole thing is to teach you directly. Do this, do this, do this, and you'll get this result. So many parents say, that was like magic. I can't even believe how great that worked. I give you the tools you need to get the job done, to resolve the problem. None of us have time to let these problems go on and on. We're all getting older. Our kids are getting older. More stages, more phases of life. Let's resolve this now. You're ready to stop the yelling, to start the cooperation, start listening, stop negotiating, really start working as a team, as a family, creating that family harmony in just 21 days. What have you got to lose? 21 days, your family can be on a whole new path. Go to quityelling.com, quityelling.com, and I'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much to all of you for taking how much, almost a half hour of time out of your busy schedule. Excuse me. I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. And I hope you found value in this presentation and you're able to take some of this advice home with you, discuss it with your partner, let them see the value in agreeing and being on the same page, and be willing to talk about what you don't agree on calmly, without judgment, without criticism, without ridicule. Be constructive, be productive, be intentional. I wish you all days filled with peace, love, tons of laughter. Should be fun, should be laughing. I'm blessed to have you all here, and I wish you an amazing day. I'll see you next time on Pumped Up Parenting and Around the Web. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. If you're really ready to start creating cooperation in your home, more listening, more joy, less stress, less yelling, less negotiating, a whole lot less aggravation, then reach out to me and let's put a parenting system in place that works for you and your kids. Private and group coaching is available, and in 6 months or less, you will start seeing a much happier home that your children will blossom from instead of have to recover from. Get the manual that I wrote for your parenting journey, Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills, and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, along with my three children's books, All About Me, I Am Grateful, and Being Different is Fun. Find it all at pumpedupparenting.com.